You're connected to CMN Network.
KD9QLK, Kilo Delta 9, Quebec Lima Kilo, monitoring the Lapeer repeater. Good morning. Anybody out there?
Station out there. I didn't write your call sign down, but good morning. You've got Mike up in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta 3, AFA, CDQ, good morning.
Well, good morning. I wasn't sure if anyone, every time I turn this on, I hear a little bit of chatter every once in a while, but not in the morning. So it's nice to know that someone's listening. This is Mark. I'm over here north of I'm heading to Emily City. So I got a little bit of a ways to go, but hopefully I'm making it into the repeater okay.
Yeah, Roger, you have excellent audio. Full quieting. I can hear the inside of your car. That's how good the microphone is. But you're coming in crystal clear.
Oh, that's good. I'm driving a 2001 pickup truck, and I got the radio turned all the way down. Hopefully it's not too loud in the background. But at least I don't have my mud tires on right now.
Yeah, Roger that, Mark. I gotta back off the microphone when I'm on this frequency because my microphone, the gain is probably too high. But yeah, you're coming in great. Yeah, mud tires. I've got all trains on my pickup, and they make a little bit of noise, but it's not too bad. But what kind of radio are you running? I've got a Yaesu FTM 150, and I tend to use that quite a bit for like all my dual band. I don't even bother with the HDs anymore.
Yeah, I got you there. Right now it's this is the Wushan, the it's like a Wuxun or whatever, that's the brand name, and then it's a KD-UV-980P, and that's my dual band. That's a duplex radio, so I can listen to two things at once. I can listen to another repeater while I'm talking on another one, and I also have a Yaesu 857D in here, and I have the Bluetooth connection to it, so when I'm on the road driving, I can just pull up the repeater book app and dial in a repeater or something like that wherever I am. And I just have the, those two radios, and then I have a 10-meter radio in here. And also, I have the Yaesu connected so I can talk on 10 meters and listen to the, I only have a technician right now, but I'm working on the general so I can, I'll be able to talk HF with that Yaesu. I really like the setup. It's a little cumbersome because I got three radios in here, but it's... That's how it goes.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, Mark, you got a chuckle out of me. That's fun that you got three radios in your car. I only got the one. I got an Elenco 520 in the pickup. I've got a little... like a 25-inch, I think it's a Comet antenna on the hood. and it's a DMR radio. I like to listen a little bit. I don't have any HF equipment in my vehicle. I probably will never do that, but I like to do CODA. I've got my extra class. I got it back in December. I'm a relatively new hand, so still learning the ropes, as it were. Would you come back with your call sign one?
This is KD9QLK, Kilo Delta 9, Quebec, Lima Kilo. I just moved to the area from Wisconsin, and so that's why I have a 9 call sign. But I like HF, and it's a little noisy. I don't know, I have ignition noise and stuff like that, but it's nice when I can go to a quiet area and just operate from my truck. 10 meters, it hasn't been open much lately, but I did a lot of contacts when it was open, but now it's a little sporadic. Kind of, I don't know, it seems like it's on the downside of the cycle. We'll see how it goes, but it's nice to be able to get out there and make contacts to South America or wherever. I've talked to Japan a couple times, and Russia. I talked to Russia, Moscow, Russia, on a watt and a half from my living room with a dipole in the on the ceiling of my living room. So 10 meters is fun. I like HF.
KD9QLK, KSA, KDQ for radio ID. Yeah, Mark, you hit a soft spot with me. I love dipoles, and I love vertical antennas. This is my favorite kind of antennas. I just got into HF, really. I've only been doing it, for instance, I only made less than 100 HF contacts last year, but not this year. I'm into the hundreds. So I get a kick out of that, putting a dipole up, even if it's not that far off the ground. It's always surprising how well they perform.
I like simple antennas and ones that you can build real quickly. I don't know if you're into YouTube, but I suggest Salty Walt. He's Coastal Waves and Wires. He's a really good source of learning antennas and HF and stuff like that. I really like his channel. I like the way he... All he does is measure the wire and put it up on a pole, on the salt water. So he makes a lot of contacts with salt water, although we don't have that luxury over here. But it's still fun to learn the antennas from him and his fundamentals. And I got his book, and I think it's really, really a fun way to learn more about the hobby, that's for sure.
Yeah, roger that, Mark. I am just getting into creating my own antennas. Since I'm such a fan of dipoles, I picked up a couple Intellitron 1-to-1 current balance, so I could make some dipoles, and I was hoping to make some multi-band dipoles, like 20 and 40 meters, really. So that's pretty much all I do anyway, but I'm just getting into it, so I don't know much about making antennas, but I'm just getting into it. I've always purchased my antennas. I thought it was, at least getting into the hobby as a newbie, I thought it was more trouble than it might be worth, but making your own antennas becoming more enticing every day.
I think it is. Right now, I am working on a J-pole, making a roll-up J-pole for, I'm going to make one for 20 meters. I got the 300 ohm ladder line. I like the 300 ohm because it's not like window line, so it's not as cumbersome. It rolls up much better. But definitely worth the effort, especially when you make your own and you know what it can handle and what you can do with it. It's a lot easier than searching out someone else that made one that might work if you're looking into it and you're not sure if it's going to work for what you want. But that's what I like about about hobby. I've even made a dipole for 2 meters, and I've been working on like a jungle antenna that you can just string up into a tree. Those are really, really effective for VHF and UHF. They're a little finicky with tuning, but I have a nano VNA. That helps a lot. You learn a lot when you have the graph right in front of you.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, I have a nano VNA, and I'm still kind of learning how to use it, really. But what I ended up doing was buying a Rig Expert 6 Pro, which are significantly more money, but oh my gosh. Now that I can actually analyze an antenna and take a look at its characteristics, now that's really what I'm thinking when I feel like I can build my own antenna, because I've been buying these radio waves. They're single band dipoles. The double bazooka ones, they'll handle the full 1500 watts, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot to them. I'm thinking I could probably manage making one of these myself.
Oh yeah, I definitely got you there. It's a little disappointing when you spent money on something and you get it, and you're looking at it and then think, well, that was easy.
Yeah, well, I have a philosophy about making my own thing and buying my stuff, is that you can make a lot of products that are on the market, but can you do it as cheaply and as well thought out as they have? Those are the two main characteristics that I look at. So, can you build it cheaper? Maybe. Can you build it 50% cheaper? And can you make it as good as they did? So, I'm not disappointed in my radio wave purchases. I really enjoy their antennas. And I feel like they're well built and of good quality. And SWR is flat. I love that. But there's this little itching thought in the back of my mind that it probably isn't that hard to make your own out of some PVC pipe and coax.
Yeah, I definitely agree there. I'm of the same mindset. So, as far as DMR, what talk groups are you on? Are you using a repeater nearby? I know in this area, I haven't found a repeater that has DMR that you can talk on, like, say, Brandmeister talk groups. The only DMR repeater that I've found is a Michigan statewide. Maybe you have a different suggestion. My DMR capabilities are limited to HDs, which is fine if I have a repeater nearby that I can get into. The one that is for Michigan statewide, that one's really close. but it's limited to the statewide repeater, statewide talk groups is what I'm trying to say. I don't know if you have any suggestions. I know you're in Saginaw. I'm in a little bit of a different area, but I was wondering if you found a repeater that you can talk to other internet stations, talk groups.
Well, Mark, I don't have fantastic news. I thought I was going to have good news for you, but then you mentioned the MI5 network, and I'm pretty impressed with MI5. There, as far as I know, there are not a lot of DMR repeaters that are hooked up to Brandmeister or DGIF. There's one up in Traverse. There might be some on the west side of the state. But there are, in the MI5 system, there's like 35 or 36 repeaters across the state, which you might already know about, but there's Scott Group 51 through 56. 51 and 52 are statewide 1, statewide 2, which I think you know about already. But as for doing internet radio, I highly suggest using a PiStar. There, you can get all the parts on Amazon for like $50, and the software is free. So if you've never heard of PiStar, just Google that. That's really easy to build a little node.
I'm familiar with the Michigan statewide, and I think that's great. It's all linked repeaters, of course. Same with the All-Star with the technical repeaters. I kind of like having the linked repeaters. When I was in Wisconsin, we had a UHF linked system that pretty much covered the entire state, which was really nice. And I don't know, it's just, it has a hotspot. It's a PiStar hotspot, and I loaded a third-party firmware on it. I can't remember the name of it, but I don't have that available to me right now. I'm still in the moving process, but eventually I'll get that set up again. And I was just curious what your experience was with the DMR. But I'm getting ready to pull into work here, so it'll be pretty soon. I'll be band 73. Back to you, 89 QLK.
Roger, Mark, 89 QLK, KFA, EDQ. Well, I'll say 73 for now. Welcome to the state, and I hope you enjoy. I hope you enjoy living here as much as I do. I like to go up north and go camping, and Michigan's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful state, summer or winter. And I love that I can keep my windows open 6 months out of the year. So, all right. Good luck on the internet talk groups, and it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. So 73, and take care. KSA EDQ, and I'll be clear on your clear after yours.
All right. Well, thanks for the ride along, and it was good talking to you. I'll give a shout out in the morning when I'm heading to work around this time. And see if anyone else is around. If you're there, go ahead and give a shout out. This is KD9QLK, and I'm staying 73. Have a good day.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Thank
KBHIK listening. KBHIK test. KBHIK test again. KBHIK, stand by.
N4DBR.
KBHIK, you're back.
Yep, I'm back. Now I'm heading back to Costco to get some gas.
All right. Yeah, it's 100% better on this one here. I can hear you now, David.
Yep, that's why I like this one. And when we were talking to Dennis about the other one, he said that the high school receiver works, it's running, but I'm not more than a mile by as the crow flies from the high school. So I don't know why it's not picking me up, and you're telling me I'm in and out, and I'm on almost high power. It's just really terrible.
I don't know. Maybe something blocking the signal there. I don't like it.
Guess so. Anyway, I'm still trying to figure out best way to help you get that computer of yours up and running again. Really feel bad about that.
Oh, no, don't do that, David. I've got a fix-me stick, and I put that in this morning, but I don't think I put it in right. I thought it was working, but it's not.
Well, it just, you need to have that thing working right, and I don't think it'd be too much work to do it. It's just finding the time to get up with you and help you figure it out. But I don't know which ways you can access your email, but I did send you the CHIRP file through email, so you don't have to go to the website and download it and mess with all that anymore.
Yeah, Roger, David, I seen it on my email there. Yeah, I seen it. Thank you. That'd be fun. We got to get this computer up and going though, but I think I loaded this thing wrong. I put this fix-me stick in, and I started the computer up. I thought it'd go directly to the stick, which it didn't. So I don't know what I'm going to have to do here now. This thing is still, that is a bad, bad virus. It won't let you do nothing. I mean, you got this picture of the, I don't know, is that, you know, so you still can log into that, put your card number, and who knows where it's going.
Right. Yeah. Definitely a scam. Definitely going to try to get all they can out of you, so don't even do it.
No, I didn't do it. No better than that. I've got hit before big by them. It seems like it's getting more and more often. It looks like it's, whatever you're trying to log into. Got hiccups. Whatever you're trying to log into, it looks real. But then you get in and get a virus. And I had dozens of viruses on the thing anyway, so I don't know which one's working. Well, the last one I got's the best one, I guess. It's taking over the whole machine.
Yeah, N4DBR. Yeah. Well, we'll try to get it fixed for you. It shouldn't be too hard. All we got to do is we got to put the right files on a USB drive and have your computer boot to that first and run the scan and clean programs from it and get that stuff off your computer, and then hopefully you can boot back into your regular operating system and everything will be okay.
Yeah, I thought that's what that fixing stick would do. And I've ran it in there before, and then it took care of them for a while. But now you can't actually see your computer, you know, when you first log into it, your main page. Then this virus just takes right over on it. So I don't know what I'm going to do there.
Well, we'll figure it out. Maybe you could bring your laptop to field day along with your Kenwood 220 rig, and we could work on it there.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I'll bring both the computer and the radio.
All right. I'm going to jump here for a minute. I'm going to try to get gas again, so I'll be back. N4DBR.
KBNHIK, I'm standing by.
N4DBR mobile again.
KBNHIK. Well, did you get gas?
Yes, I've had success. The funny thing is that since I was here the first time and didn't get it, it went down 5 cents a gallon.
Oh my goodness, so that was inspired by the Lord to give you a nickel off.
I reckon so. I'll take it though, for sure. But glad to have that done. Now I'm going to get on the freeway here and head to work.
Okay, your workplace is where, David? I'm not for sure if you told me or I even ask.
Yeah, it's up north of the mall area, about a mile northeast of Home Depot on Jefferson Road.
Oh, okay. I think you told me before, but I forgot what you said. So it's up behind sort of Home Depot, huh? How far from Home Depot is it?
It's about a mile north and east.
Okay. Is it a church?
Yeah. My office is at Sunrise Church of Midland.
Yeah, okay. You probably told me that before, too. But I didn't. The computers, if it don't store it on a hard drive, it's going to forget.
Well, I have told you before, but you've got lots of files up there in that brain of yours that you need to access. So sometimes it takes a little longer, I think.
Yeah, too bad we didn't have a hard drive with us.
Yep. All right. I'm getting on the freeway here. I'll be back in just a second. N4DBR.
KBHIK standing by.
All right. Cruising along now. N4DBR.
Okay, David. You getting closer to work?
Yep, a little bit. Probably 6 or 7 minutes of driving, though, to go before I get there.
Okay. See what I'm going to ask you. I forgot what I was going to ask you now. Anyway, I'll give it back to you. Anything I can.
Bernie, have you ever tried to work any satellites through your radio or your HT? They usually have an uplink that you talk into them on and a downlink that you listen on. You ever tried that?
No, sir. I haven't tried it. Is that talking to the guys up there scooting around on top of us? What do they call it? Anyways, you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not really talking to anyone in space, but like the International Space Station has a repeater on it, and then there are other amateur radio satellites that fly over that have repeaters on them, and if you're in the footprint of that satellite as it passes over every so often, you key up on one frequency with a certain tone, and you open up the receive on it, and you put out your call sign and your grid square, and then if somebody hears you, they'll come back, they'll say your call, and they'll give you their call and their grid square, and that's all it is, just a quick exchange, because so many people are wanting to use it to get quick contacts on VHF that they could not otherwise get.
No, I never did that. I guess maybe you have to give me the frequencies. Is it 2 meter and 440?
Yeah, so I think most of them you input on a 440 frequency, and you hear them on 2 meters. I think that's the way it works, but I can get you that list. There's just a handful of them. I have actually heard myself on a couple of the satellites, but I was never in a position to have a quick QSO with anybody with a call sign exchange, but I know it can be done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never had that experience at all. I knew it was there, but I never messed with it. And yeah, it's probably be fun to try it anyway.
Yeah, I think it would be. And then there's these apps that you can download. Not apps, but well, I guess there are some, but there's different ways you can track where the satellites are so that you know if they're getting close, you can be ready to try to work them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you know when it's just a satellite, it's not the space station.
Well, there is one on the space station, but, I mean, every now and then somebody will get lucky and get to talk to somebody, but usually they save those for working, like, school groups and things like that, science clubs, and you don't always get to talk to those guys up there.
Yeah, okay. That'd be kind of neat to show some folks, you know. Set it up to have a little class here and let people see what ham radio is about.
Connected to CMN Network.
Maybe, I know it's been in the last 2 years, we had somebody come to the club meeting here in Midland, and they did a presentation on amateur radio in schools, and they talked about that. So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, there's so many things you can do with this hobby. It's not unlimited, but it's pretty close.
KBBXIK. Yeah, and even flying a model plane.
There's just so many things. So, anyway, well, I'm just about to my destination, so I'll go ahead and clear with you for now, but I'll be monitoring some through the day, and including Simplex, 2 meters, if you want to do that later. But I hope you can get out and enjoy this beautiful day.
Yeah, Roger, that one. We are going to be going up 30, and I'm going to see if I can find that tower and see if that's the tower that I know about there. And I didn't know if there was 2 of them there in town or what. But anyways, I'll probably stop by there. Probably be busy to, oh, I don't know, probably 5 o'clock or so, David. So we'll talk to you again. And what do you have to do to get your 220 going?
Well, to hook it up to the car, I've got to figure out where I want to mount it. And then I got to figure out how to mount the antenna on the trunk. And it's going to take an afternoon's worth of work to get it all set up. I do have a HT that I could try from a mag mount antenna and see how that works, but that's about it. All right, I got to run. N4 DVR.
Okay, 73 Steve David. We'll talk to you later. This is KBHIK. I'm going to be clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KSHCLL monitoring. Monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.